Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you with it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. You know what to do. The whole world's watching and counting on you. And all you people listening out there, everybody, everywhere.
Hang on, hang on, hang on!
Welcome to Checkered Past, a loving postmodern examination of the Go-Go Check branded comic magazines published by DC Comics between February 1966 and August 1967. I'm Dr. Bob, and each week I'll be your guide on this trippy tour through 535 mid-century masterpieces of graphic noveldom.
This week, Tomahawk number 108, cover date January-February 1967, cover price 12 cents, cover artist Bob Brown, edited by Murray Boltonoff, featuring New Boss for the Rangers, written by France Herron, art by Fred Ray. Are you ready? Are you with it? Then away we go-go!
Fluffy clouds move by us.
See how the clouds move by.
See how the morning mist can hide us away.
Hide us away. And how the day is so much fun. What?
Tomahawk's out. The Rangers get a new commanding officer just in time to make a daring raid on a British POW camp. Oh, and they fight a sea monster. Confused? Don't worry. I'll be right back with Dr. Husband to explain everything.
You've got no time to lose. It's time for you to choose. Will you sail the known or unknown trail? Will you sail where others were? Or will you make still water stir? Be the captain of the ship. Be the captain of the ship. Be the captain of the ship.
It.
Stop what?
Stop with your microphone.
You wouldn't understand.
What?
I'm doing something technical.
Sliding your microphone back and forth.
Yes, it has to be calibrated to the table.
Oh, for God's sake.
My people get me.
Okay. Are you turning my volume down again?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
What's, how do they say? New.
Well, let's see. It was a beautiful day yesterday and today. The weather was just gorgeous outside this morning. I took the dogs for a walk. I went for some exercise.
You didn't?
Yes, yesterday evening. It got a little warmer today. I was thinking about going for a jog this evening, but instead I took a nap.
Well, people don't jog anymore. They call it running.
I know. I'd like to call it jogging.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're the one.
Yeah.
Well, I went to the beauty salon.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Very subtle.
Well, she called it demi-permanent lowlights. Just to try it out, to see what it looks like. See if I want to... What are you looking
at? You have the most beautiful hair anyway. I'm not sure. Did she put in white or blonde or what did she do?
Blonde. Blondish.
Okay.
So my salt and pepper will look like Himalayan pink salt and pepper. That's what I'm going for, ultimately.
Well, she should have gone pinker. I mean...
That's why I did a demi-perm, because I don't know how it's going to look. I don't want the children at school to make fun of me.
Well, you have the most beautiful hair. You really do. My phone's vibrating.
Lucky. I can't take this. I wish that I had hair like my father.
I'm going to turn off my phone.
Please do. Okay. Which was Snow White hair.
Yes.
But I don't.
Well, it'll get there.
I just have like dirty, muddy slush snow.
No, you have silver, beautiful hair.
You go on.
You do have beautiful hair.
Thanks. Likewise, I'm sure. What else? Anything new and exciting? No, just
well,
the weather.
Well, we went to a political meeting.
Oh, we certainly did. Mm-hmm. To meet our person running for county commissioner.
Yes.
I didn't even know what the county commission does, so I was glad I turned up.
I learned quite a bit last night, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
And, just gearing up for school to start.
Oh, fight it every inch of the way. Oh,
why?
My God. I know. I'm just kidding. Yeah, you know, with the school starting again up here. I guess the kids are starting next week, and then in public school, and then college will start the week after that.
Gross.
Yeah. Right. So, it's a good day. I sent you a funny video this morning, didn't I?
You did.
Yes. Charlie from Sunny Philadelphia. Yeah. with cats, mittens for
mitten,
cats.
Kitten mittens.
That was hysterical. Anyway, you know, I don't know. It's just a good, what?
Well, you're screaming all of a sudden. I can't adjust your volume.
What day of the week is this? Wednesday?
Wednesday, yes.
Yeah, okay. So we're a little bit behind. We had a very busy weekend.
Yes, we did.
It's good. So we're going to read Tomahawk today, aren't we?
Tomahawk.
Speaking of
not having to go to school, none of these fellas are in school.
Mm-mm.
They probably didn't pass, none of them went past third grade, if they even had elementary education.
Elementary.
Tomahawk, number 108. If you're new here, Tomahawk is a buckskinned gentleman. He wears buckskin. His skin isn't buckskin. It's had normal American skin. He fights during the Revolutionary War, and he leads a special ops team for General Washington himself.
I had no memory of the last time we read a Tomahawk story. It must have been a long time ago.
It's been a while, as I think Tomahawk is a bi-monthly comic in 1966, 67. But I think the last time they fought either a Frontier Frankenstein or special supervillain Thunderman.
Okay. Well, I have a fair...
It's not a conventional Revolutionary Warfare like you're thinking of.
It took me by surprise because I was fine with how the comic was going until we got to a certain area and it's like,
sure.
What?
Sure.
But of course, I'm always up for anything featuring Big Anvil.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Tomahawk leads the Rangers, which includes Stovepipe, mm-hmm. Kane Tuck, Cannonball,
Big Anvil,
Frenchie,
mm-hmm.
Brass Buttons, and Wildcat.
Yes.
Now, some of these gentlemen are named after the clothes they wear, like Brass Buttons has a coat with brass buttons
on it. And Stovepipe wears a stovepipe hat.
Nothing
like that will attract bullets quite like wearing a stovepipe hat.
No, well, it doesn't matter in this issue because they all end up disrobed.
Yes.
For a swimming situation. What else do you need to know about Tomahawk? Well, he's an All-American. That's all you need to know. He's fighting for independence. Did you know that less than 10 miles from our home is the home of George Washington's brother, which is still occupied by the Washington family today?
Is it indeed?
Mm-hmm. Rabbit Hill, I think it's called, or Bunny Hop. I can't remember.
Bunny Hop?
I think it's Rabbit something.
Rabbit.
Well, we lived very near Charlestown, which is named for Charles Washington, who mm-hmm. was George's brother.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
It's true.
Okay.
So some of Tomahawk and his Rangers may have trod the ground in this very area.
My goodness.
I know. They waded through deadly swamps, Rob, mm-hmm. scaled perilous heights, fought incredible odds. Outnumbered, they upset enemy troops, outsmarted wily Indians. Nothing but nothing ever stopped the Rangers, yet now one man does when he replaces Tomahawk as the...
New boss for the Rangers.
No mention of Tomahawk's boy sidekick, Dan Hunter, in this issue.
He has a sidekick.
He did. Before the Rangers came along, he was like Revolutionary War era Batman and Robin with him and Dan Hunter. And I thought Dan Hunter might have turned into Wildcat, but I did some research. That's incorrect.
Well, maybe he lost him.
I don't know. It would be easy to lose a child
in the Revolutionary War.
18th century America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, between missions, we read in Tomahawk's internal dialogue.
Okay.
To keep my Rangers on their toes, I always keep them trimming and training so they maintain their keen fighting edge.
I know we've talked about it, how absolutely horrible wearing a coonskin cap might be.
Especially trotting through swamps and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the smell. Well, and wearing buckskin.
Buckskin. It doesn't breathe, does it?
Oh, God.
Teaching the men how to throw a tomahawk. Learning the skill of Indian wrestling with Big Anvil.
Mm.
Big Anvil, listener, just wears an open vest.
With a big old prominent...
He's a hairy man.
He's hirsute.
Learning how to disarm a sentry. And we learn that the heat of battle has built a bond between the men.
Yes.
Having
suffered so much together... I knew they shared a strong friendship. I was as devoted to each one of them as they were to me.
He sure works hard, but that tomahawk, he works the hardest all the time.
Yeah, he's like a pappy bear worrying about his cubs. Pappy bear. Oh, that is pappy, isn't it? Oh, you'll be glad to know I went to the eye doctor yesterday.
Yes.
And I had my eyes examined.
Yes.
Indeed, I did need... an upgrade on my reading glasses.
And so I have everything
needed to be adjusted.
Sure, sure.
So I've ordered two new pairs of glasses, one for everyday wearing and one for working at the computer. So
the computer is just mid
in reading with it.
What about the podcast? Did you order a special? Did you tell them what you needed the glasses for?
I did not. Yeah.
Dang it. Suddenly, Captain Sims of the Colonial Army rides up with some unusual orders.
Mm-hmm.
Captain here says headquarters wants a daylight raid made on an enemy prisoner of war camp. Cannonball, have the men get their gear together and prepare to move out.
Hold on, Tomahawk. There's another order.
Are you sure this is right, Captain Sims, that you're to gulp? Take command of my Rangers?
Did you notice who signed it? Do you question the general himself?
What? Tomahawk being replaced? Is this a joke? I don't believe it. You know, I've already cast this in my head.
Have you?
Yes. Captain Sims is to be played by Zach Woods.
Who's Zach Woods?
Well, you're going to have to Google it. He was on The Office. He was that... nerdy intern with the squeaky voice. You'd know his face.
Okay, if you saw it immediately.
Okay. Well, the men can't understand why they have a new commanding officer.
Right.
Tomahawk is, of course, dazed and confused, but he cannot let on to the men. He's got to maintain the chain of command.
Right.
So he orders the men to get moving. Just like Nancy Sinatra in her 1969 television special, Movin' with Nancy.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on, Tomahawk.
Well, it's so funny that we started this podcast talking about what we did, and we were like, we did this. You had a birthday this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am intentionally not dwelling on that.
Oh, and I made a special dinner for you, and we had a dessert. And what movie did we watch?
We watched Random Harvest, listener, what we talked so much about last week.
I loved it.
He loved it.
I loved it so much. And Greer Garson. Oh, my gosh.
That's my inroad, listener. Oh. My secret plan to get him to watch old-timey movies whenever I want to. Just lead with Greer Garson.
Yes.
All right. Captain Sims is taking over. He's not even letting Tomahawk order the men to follow Captain Sims' orders. Nope. He's just going to give the orders himself. Tomahawk explains that he's got a good group working for him. They're the best of the best. Each one volunteered for the Rangers because they wanted a good scrap.
Well, they're going to get it. We hit that prison camp Saturday, 2 days from now. I'll outline more of my plan as we advance. Now, Tomahawk, move them out!
2 days. Can you imagine marching through the countryside in these woolen knickers and buckskin and...
Ugh. Buckskin is the worst.
Like what we learned at our political meeting last night.
Yes.
They call Route 11, which is near our home, the beeline, because when General Washington and his troops mustered the U.S. Army, which was founded here in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, I'll have you know, they were ordered to make a beeline to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And they just went up, they went north, and their buckskins and all.
True.
Ragtag fleet of something, lost ships, I don't know. If it's not science fiction, I don't know how to categorize it in my brain.
Oh, well, you should read more of these Tomahawk columns.
Well, they're moving west on a route taking them smack through Borg territory. Enemy lines is the equivalent would be.
But not a man said a word, not a single word, which meant they were holding back their feelings and their tempers.
Of course they're holding back their feelings. They're men. They are ambushed by artillery.
They are ambushed too.
Tomahawk crawls over to Captain Sims and suggests that four of the men streak out and flank the enemy.
Like rabbits.
Captain Sims won't hear of it. That's trickery. No trickery while I'm in command. We'll make a full frontal assault.
Stupid thing.
Charge right into the cannon fire.
Rookie mistake.
I dare say that we are... This is like Sergeant Rock territory where they're being blasted on all sides by artillery. Didn't it take like 5 minutes to reload a cannon and a musket and whatnot?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it took 5 minutes. They would practice that in drills, but it took a long time. But they had more than one cannon.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like...
I dare say. I believe this is not right.
I don't know.
Who'd you say that it was like?
Zach Woods.
No. What are the book do we read? What are the comic do we read that you said? Oh, this military scene is just like that other thing that we were. Captain Storm.
Well, Captain Storm, yes.
Oh, I dare say. Look at all the disturbances of the land and the guns and the firing.
No, I don't think that's right. Captain Storm, he's a peg leg. I don't think he'd talk like that.
No, this is you. I'm making fun of you. Oh. This doesn't seem right. Of all the extensive reading I've done of the Revolutionary War, this does not seem right to me. This does not seem historically accurate.
I see. You're making fun of me. You're
lowering my voice now because I'm making the special voice. You've lowered my volume.
I did.
Hmm. Old Frenchie wearing a red beret. Historically inaccurate, thank you.
Is it? When was the beret invented?
I have no
idea. I think we looked that up once.
We did. I'm sure it was, you know, old. I have a picture of my grandfather in a beret, don't I?
This is Zach Woods. I pulled him up for you.
Oh, yes. I say.
Anyway, what I'm saying is I'm not sure that a frontal assault is all that crazy an idea that they have 10 men there. One of them's going to get through.
One.
The rest of them.
But.
Yes?
He had a good idea.
Yeah. Tomahawk, yeah, to be sure, yes, has the better idea.
Yes. No. The good idea was not the captain. Oh, dear, say no.
I will give it to the give Captain Sims this. He's leading the charge. He's not a pussy.
Oh.
Wussy, I should say.
Yeah. We don't use that word on this.
I'm sorry. We use lots of swear words, but we don't use that.
Okay. Anyway, so the captain's idea shook the Rangers a lot worse than those blasts.
Oh, yeah.
Boom. Kaboom. Oh, lots of artillery fire all around them, coloring the scene.
Wonderful ad here for Captain Action Doll. Are you aware of Captain Action?
No. Please fill me in.
Well, Captain Action was a doll. Action figure, I might say. Mm-hmm. But it's a 12-incher.
Okay.
And you see him there at the top in his cap and jerkin. Mm-hmm. Well, you could change his costumes. You could make him any of these other superheroes. He had different masks. You could put a different face on him. He could become Superman, Phantom, Batman, Captain America, Aquaman, Flash Gordon, Steve Canyon, the Lone Ranger, or Sergeant Fury.
Wow.
Sergeant Fury, of course, is Nick Fury from the Marvel Universe.
So they had to put a mask on him.
You put a mask and a different costume.
Change his costume.
And then he had his little son, Action Boy, who could be Superboy, Robin, Bucky, Aqualad.
Why are you reading that?
I'm not. I just know it in my head. Okay. So that's Captain Action. If you ever see a Captain Action doll on eBay, that's what I want for my next birthday. Oh. Have several $1,000 ready to go.
Of course, I did get you a birthday present that you liked.
You sure did. Longtime listeners will remember my faithful rendition of the Umbrella Song by Donnie Marie. And didn't I get a 45 record of the very Umbrella Song?
The very one.
On the poor side of town lives a girl no one knows. I don't need to sing the whole thing.
Of course, for your birthday, we're actually going to Ireland.
Hmm. Yes, we are taking a long weekend on the Emerald Isle.
Mm-hmm.
On Labor Day.
Well, I mean, it's not the only reason we're going.
It's not, but we'll talk about that on a future episode.
Mm-hmm. Then, so are you back on the battle page?
Yes.
Very colorful.
Brass Buttons is first to fall. Kane Tuck is next, fluttering and spinning around like a shot turkey.
Like a shot turkey.
when I read that, I assumed that he had been shot through the spine or something, and he was just convulsing out on the
Yeah, of course. Ground. I thought I figured he was dead.
Long Rifle got Long Rifle? Who's that? He wasn't in the roll call.
Nope, he wasn't.
Well, he's next. Laying dead on the ground.
Slow down!
Who are you yelling at?
A white car.
Oh, that's those people at the end of the block who own the pizza shop.
You think that you'd think they thought that they just that this is a raceway?
Well, I'm sure they're the richest people on the block, but
they do make good pizza.
They do. It's overpriced, but
yeah,
we're not. We won't name the name.
Okay, go ahead.
They made it up a gully, sometimes leapfrogging over a fallen buddy. See, I read this. I assumed everyone was dead.
Yeah, me too.
To where the cannons roared like thunderclaps right over our heads. They make it in under the guns. The Rangers! I guess they have a battle cry because we've seen it twice now in big letters.
Yeah, they just yelled
Rangers!
The name. That's original.
They beat the enemy, but at great cost. The wounded are picked up and limped back to camp.
Or carried.
Or carried.
Piggyback.
All as mad as wet cats.
Oh, look at that touching picture of
Big Anvil.
Big Anvil.
With brass buttons cradled in his arms.
Oh, God, Big Anvil.
Now, Tomahawk orders the men into first aid. It seems
Do you think if I was with this group and I was fighting and I was conditioned and I was trained that every time Big Anvil looked at me, I'd just kind of swoon and fall down?
Well, that wouldn't be very effective in battle, I wouldn't think.
Well, no. In battle, I'd want to kill. But, like, you know, just hanging out around the camp, every time Big Anvil made take notice, well, he probably wouldn't take the notice of me very long if I swooned every time he talked to me.
No, and we like to romanticize the past, but I would imagine that Big Anvil didn't smell very good.
I don't think any of these men smelled very good.
No, but especially Big Anvil.
Yeah. He looks the type.
Yeah, he probably is afraid of water and doesn't wash.
No, he swims later on.
Well, swimming is not washing.
Oh, okay.
Not a daily cleanse.
Look, don't ruin the one comic crush I have. The only comic crush I've expressed in the entire time I've read these comics.
Except for Green Lantern and... Well,
okay, well, yes. But Big Anvil, totally.
Yes.
Yeah.
It seems Captain Sims has retreated to his private tent.
Okay.
And the men are...
Bitching
about it.
Because that's what they do.
Tomahawk orders them to shut their lips. You're Rangers, but you're still in the army and you follow orders. That's all there is to it. Captain Sims might have ducked into his tent for a minute for personal reasons. But he was right there along with the rest of us.
In fairness, we're talking about them bitching.
Yeah.
A lot of them are wounded. And back then, yeah. A wound like that... could kill you.
Sure, sepsis, typhoid, what's the
cholera.
Other one? Cholera. Mm-hmm. The men think that Captain Sims wants to commit suicide because he's leading them into danger needlessly.
That's when they come up with the the very, very funny nickname, playful jab, Suicide Sims.
Tomahawk is still not having any of it. Just... shut your lips and follow orders.
Sounds like your dad.
Captain Sims has heard all he intends to. The first man who objects to my orders will be placed under arrest and summarily court-martialed here in the field and shot. Is that understood?
He grabs Big Anvil by the arm. He can't even get his hand around his arm.
No.
Oh, my God.
All right. They lick their wounds. They leave the wounded behind. And
Frenchie and
whatever. Brass Buttons.
Brass Buttons.
Long Rifle. I guess. And they head off at the crack of dawn to find an enemy convoy, which has been ruined.
Ruined.
It looks like a patrol from one of our army regulars caught the enemy convoy by surprise and plastered them, but we better circle it. It might be a trap.
Why? Nothing's moving up there. We can't waste any time going around. We'll march straight ahead.
That's Suicide Sims.
Another stupid Suicide Sims.
He's an idiot. I'll give him that.
Well, he's an idiot.
Tomahawk.
Well, he's an imbecile.
Listener, my mother had a second cousin who was a cruel, cruel woman.
She was mean. She was carved out of a block of hate.
She could be nice, but she often chose not to be.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, she had dementia or something towards the end of her life, and she finally passed away. And my little sister asked my mother one day what killed her, and my my mother said, well, she was an imbecile. So I guess that's what they put on the death certificate, cause of death.
Imbecile.
Imbecility.
I miss your mother.
Tomahawk. Backs my mother was in my dream last night, and along with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
What
could that mean?
Were they fighting?
No, I was doing I was leading an opera workshop program, and on a football field, because that's innovative. And Marjorie Taylor Greene came, wanted free tickets to the opera program.
Of course.
Well, I was sweet as sugar pie
to her.
You should have seen me. Yes, yeah. Miss Green. Anything you'd like, Miss Green.
What was your mother doing there?
Sitting.
Eating wings?
Probably.
Drinking the wing juice out of the bottom of the takeaway container?
Sure.
Yeah.
Turns out this is a trap. In case you were wondering, in case you haven't lost the narrative. The enemy convoy has tipped over, but the engines and the redcoats are hidden inside. I guess it was the Iroquois that teamed up with the British. I think I read that this week.
Really?
I did some
nominal. Doing some studying up on your Revolutionary War.
Yeah. Hmm. The men are ordered to fall back since they've walked right into this trap with their eyes wide open. They do manage to escape injury, except, I guess, for this guy getting shot in the back in silhouette there. In the third panel.
Yeah, the guy who's about to fall on his gun and shoot himself in the stomach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tomahawk takes command. I'm giving the orders. Now, Cannonball, you and me, let's get going.
So, let's hope there's an advertisement for Buona Beast.
We're going to get to that soon. I'm so excited.
So what happens here? Tomahawk and Cannonball.
Yep.
They run up to the... overturned stagecoach.
Yeah.
And they set the thing on fire?
Well, this is a classic Legend of Zelda trick. You shoot the lantern that's hanging, which drops to the ground and sets everything on fire.
So the British soldiers and the engines
find
themselves in a terrible fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
The men escape and retreat. It was a very big price they paid. We read.
Where are you?
I'm on page 11.
Oh, okay.
Big Anvil offers to bundle up Suicide Sims and carry him till the fighting is over.
I take a shot to the leg just for that privilege.
Jeez, calm down, Petty Rebel. Whoever this is with the man bun says, if we ever do rescue those prisoners, which I doubt we'll do, we still got to come all the way back again with the captain. That's too much. How long can our luck hold out?
These guys are breaking.
I got a gal I want to marry up with if we come out of this alive.
I got a wife and three kids waiting for me. I'm beginning to think they'll never see me again.
What? That's Wildcat. A wife and three kids?
Sure, why not?
Now, whoever this... Bucktooth fellow is, says, you fellas want to quit? You want to leave the Rangers and go back to your old outfits? So do I.
Well, actually, I can see from the space between his teeth, he goes, listen, wait, listen. You fellas want to quit? You want to leave the Rangers? Go back to your old outfits? So do I.
Well, here comes Suicide Sims to ruin everyone's fun. He says he's going to shoot the first man who leaves, even if I have to shoot you in the back.
I mean it, Tomahawk. I don't want to make any empty threats. I'll fire on the first man who walks away.
Oh, no, you don't, Captain Sims.
Oh, wait. Does he tough like a big old gay?
Well, when he's rearing up and wagging his finger in someone's face, he does. Oh, no, you don't, Captain Sims. I'm reminding you, these Rangers are volunteers. According to a general stand-in order, they can take off and return to their former units anytime they like.
And they turn their backs
and walk away. There they go, Captain, every last Ranger leaving, and there's not a thing you can do about it. I gotta hand it to you, sir. You did what the enemy couldn't. You broke up the Rangers.
That's a big thing to say.
Now there's only two of us, Captain. Are we gonna make that raid tomorrow? Just you and me. Just you and I. Making a raid tomorrow.
Impossible. You know that. My first command, I failed. I failed miserably.
Can you get him back to Ohawk if I put you in command again?
I'll try, Captain. Those men and me, we've been through. I mean, just let me say, those men and me, we've been through a lot together.
Have you ever seen Ordinary People with Mary Tyler Moore and...
Nope.
Not... And Donald Sutherland?
No.
Well, Robert Redford directed it, and he specially requested Mary Tyler Moore, and she said, I can't. It's a serious film. I can't do it. I'm a comic actress. And he said, I insist. You have to do it. And so she had a crying scene. Like, she plays a very cold, cold woman.
Uh-huh.
And she finally has a crying scene. And she started out doing the, oh, Rob. And Robert Redford put his finger right in her face and said, nope, not going to do it like that. Anyway, Tomahawk calls the Rangers back, and they all come back to his command, of course. Like a limping wolf pack answering their leader's call.
We've got till dusk tomorrow to get those troops out of the prison camp before they're moved back to the interior. We'll have to do it in daylight, meaning all the odds are against us.
No, they ain't. We got something in our favor if Suicide Sim stays out of the way.
Yeah!
He will. So don't look so down in the mouth. I'm in charge again.
Whoopee!
Huzzah! What did they say in the Revolutionary War?
Yippee.
Cheers, old man. Hooray for America. They left, leaving the wounded behind. Captain Sims had a choice to stay or to go with us under Tomahawk's command. He went along, a sorry man, bringing up the rear, not talking to anyone.
Bringing up the rear.
Bringing up the rear.
We will march
to the prisoners, bringing up the rear. Just then, they come to a river, and across the river is, I guess this is the prison camp. It's got canoes on the shore and pretty log cabins.
Lovely. It's a lovely place to stay.
Did you ever have Lincoln Logs?
Oh, hell yes.
Gah.
What?
It was literally the only toy my grandmother had in her house, and you could build one thing with it. That's it. A cabin.
Literally the only toy she had.
It was, or else she could teach you how to play solitaire or how to hook a rug, or you could play Lincoln Logs or watch ABC soaps all afternoon. All the things kids love.
What was the second thing? Lincoln Logs?
Lincoln Logs, or she'd teach you to play solitaire or make a hook rug.
Oh, my God.
Or you could watch ABC soaps, except for One Life to Live. She did hook rugs during One Life to Live because it was the raciest of the three, All My Children, General Hospital, One Life to Live, and Edge of Night when I was very young.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, or you could eat potato chip cookies, which are good for you because they don't have much sugar, she said.
What did you call her? Grandma?
Uh-huh.
Grandma, I'm bored. Well,
get your deck of cards. I'll teach you how to play solitaire. That's not how she talked. She talked like Glinda the Good Witch.
Did she really?
Yes, like a fairy princess. And get your deck of cards and we'll teach you to play solitaire.
Because I only saw her when she was old and crazy.
Yeah.
Well, an imbecile.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The men stripped to their buckskins.
Oh, there's
another. Well, they take their shirts off, all of them.
There's another picture of a big anvil dripping wet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Finally clean.
Mm.
They dive underwater, swim to the other shore,
mm-hmm.
and sneak onto the shore and ambush these redcoats and squeeze into their uniforms. I guess they've killed these gentlemen?
Yeah.
So they could steal their uniforms? Well, no uniforms are going to fit Big Anvil.
No, that'll be his undoing here mm-hmm. pretty soon. Look at Big Anvil.
They find
crushing that man against his chest.
jealous much.
I know. Lucky coach.
They,
I don't think I've ever talked like this about Big Animal before.
Indeed, you have not. They find the prisoners, usher them out to the shore. They're going to steal these canoes. Big Anvil is...
What? I just woke up again.
Big Anvil is lifting a prisoner into a canoe when suddenly his mighty muscles rip his red coat jacket, which alerts the rest of the soldiers that they're escaping. And they start firing.
Oh, shit.
For the first time since this attack began, Tomahawk notices Captain Sims, shirtless like the rest of them. He looked like a deer that had been stunned by a cougar's blow.
Oh, he looks terrible. He looks terrible.
I mean, he's kind of fit. Skinny, look at that face. Skinny fit. Strong, yeah, it's not much of a face.
Drawn out. He's a mess. He's no help to these guys at all.
He's got a butt his face. Good looking, everything but his face.
Whatever.
They pull out of rifle range, starting up the river. Sims is still sitting there in some kind of shock. They look across the shore and see smoke signals, which means the engines are sending a message to outer patrols, meaning these men are still in the soup.
Yep.
Suddenly, one of these canoes rears up in the water. No apparent reason.
Nope.
They settle back into the canoe, continue down the river, and suddenly they see that the redcoats on the bank have set up some kind of a giant
chain
winch across the river.
Yeah, it's to keep ships from coming and going.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It sure is a big chain.
That must be a big river.
It might be the mighty Mississippi.
Or the Missouri.
Or the Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. They've blocked the river with chains. Tomahawk says they can't go forward. They can't go back. There are sitting ducks. And suddenly, one of the chains snaps in two. Listener, if you think you know what's coming, I guarantee you don't.
I certainly didn't.
Unless you've read every issue of Tomahawk.
I was really surprised by the twist this story makes.
Was I ever? Listener, there's a sea monster in the river.
A godforsaken sea
monster.
A full-on
Loch Ness monster, except it's the mighty Mississippi. What do we call it?
An American gothic sea monster.
The Mississippi mudlark?
Who knows? This is a Mississippi river because the water's clear.
Well, part of the Mississippi is clear.
Is it?
In the upper Mississippi, sure.
No, I said that I've been on the Missouri River, and that's clear.
Well, this is not the Missouri. It might be the Mississippi.
I've been on the Mississippi River on a riverboat when I used to work for the cruise ship company, and I'll tell you, I never saw any part of the Mississippi River that wasn't muddy and like chocolate milk.
Did you start up the very headwaters?
I did not.
Well, I can tell you, the Mississippi River is
full silt.
St. Louis is clear as... day.
Well.
Could see right to the bottom. It's like glass.
That's not true.
I know it's not. Maybe it's the Kanawha River in West Virginia. They could set it on fire. Escape. So this sea monster is what broke the chain and is also going to eat all these men that are trying to escape from the British.
So I was absolutely fine with this story up till then. And then the sea monster showed up and I was like, oh, did they really need... to draw a sea monster, because I was enjoying the story.
Yeah.
I really was.
It was exciting.
Yes. Did it need to have the supernatural sea monster?
Well, to be fair, this is an outfit who either last issue or two issues ago fought a frontier Frankenstein.
Okay.
And also a gentleman who can create thunder with his fingertips.
Oh,
thunder
okay.
And lightning, so...
I live with somebody who can create thunder, but it's from a different place.
You're so funny. I forgot to laugh. Tomahawk orders the Rangers to start blasting away with their muskets, which take 5 minutes to reload.
Bang, bang, bang.
Blam, blam, blam. The canoes are all overturned.
I don't have a clear picture of exactly how many men are in this battle.
At some panels it's hundreds, and some it's three.
Yeah, so like there are one, two, three canoes.
Yes.
Right? The creature eats one. But later on...
Well, he doesn't eat it. He just tips it over.
Later on, we've got canoes again.
He doesn't no, he it
totally...
Over.
No! Isn't he eating that canoe? He's crushing a canoe on page 18.
Oh, I see.
So they lose one.
Sure.
So they had all the men in three canoes.
Yeah.
They lose one canoe.
Yeah.
And we'll get to it here pretty soon. All the men are in canoes again.
Well, what does X equal?
Y? X plus Y equals Z.
Okay, so that makes four canoes.
Okay.
The musket fire is not hurting this sea devil. Well, it's not the ocean, is it? It's a river monster.
Well, the thing is, this is a freshwater river that flows into the ocean, so this could be the Mississippi River.
I'm going to have to research cryptids of the Midwest, and oh. I'll get back to you with that information.
What's
later
a cryptid?
On. An animal like Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster,
oh, okay,
some
okay.
kind of animal that may or may not be okay. real, but absolutely is real, that we know. The enemy does not waste a minute. They start firing on these men that are trapped in the river. The Iroquois are firing bows and arrows. And they have one desperate act they can do. Tomahawk dives under the water.
He looks like Aquaman.
Well, he is, yes, blonde and has orange pants on, so that tracks so far.
Mm-hmm.
He dives underwater. He leads the monster toward this chain. He swims through a link in the chain, which is big enough for him to get through.
Mm-hmm.
The monster comes along after him and gets its head stuck in a link in the chain, rears up out of the river, breaks the chain, and now the men can escape.
Right.
No one has seen Captain Sims. Oh, yes, they have. He's
yes,
still
they have.
Brooding in the back of the canoe.
You're getting that confused with what's about to come up.
I see.
So all the men who were originally in three canoes are now in two canoes.
Yes.
These must be some incredibly sturdy canoes.
Do you know what canoes are made of?
Well, they could be carved out of trees.
Well, it's a birch bark, was the New York Times crossword puzzle answer.
Oh, okay.
Recently.
Well, look at you.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, I jog.
Well, it's called running now, but you do you. They keep firing at the monster. It's trapped in the chain, so they think they have a good shot at killing it.
Oh, God, there's more panels of this stupid monster.
The monster then attacks the British on the shore because he sees that the chain is coming from them. The monster breaks free from the chain, and they are afeared for their lives that it's going to come back after these escaping prisoners, but Tomahawk figures he's had enough trouble for one day, and he's glad to get away.
The creature, that is. The creature's
glad to get away. Big Anvil asks, what was it, Tomahawk? Something that should have died way back in history, but didn't. It's probably been living in the ocean and channeled up into this river by accident. Okay, that could be Mississippi. He'll find his way out again. He's had all the fighting he ever wanted. Now, Captain Sims is still comatose in the back of the boat. Not comatose, what do you call it?
Shell-shocked.
He won't even be worth a desk job back at headquarters now, and nobody feels sorry for him.
Nope.
They round the bend of the river, back to three canoes. Suddenly, now there's something firing on them. An enemy gunboat.
Oh, my God. Now, that is cool. I could have done without the sea monster.
Yeah, you could have just skipped the sea monster entirely.
Yes. Yeah. Have a battle rapids.
Like, if you're going to have a sea monster in the story, put it on the cover.
Like, yeah.
What purpose did the sea monster serve?
Fill some pages.
Fill some pages, but also sell a comic. Like, put that on the cover. That would have sold.
Yeah.
Or a gorilla. Put a gorilla on the cover.
Oh
we did have. Remember, Thunderman had the gorilla dressed like an Indian that was firing arrows.
Oh, my God. I don't remember that at all.
That was last issue, I think.
Okay.
The canoes are overturned again.
Those canoes are useless.
The men are trapped.
Well, they have gotten them from point A to point
B. They have, yes.
Yeah.
The men are sitting ducks in the water. Captain Sims is missing now.
Of course. He's gone scallywag. turn yellow.
Redhead, that must be Wildcat. He did see Captain Sims. Captain Sims dove into the water and started swimming up towards that gunship. Well, they think he's trying to get away.
Right.
They think he's abandoning them.
Right.
They didn't figure he'd ever skip out on them, but seems that's what he's done.
Yep. And just as they're thinking that and talking about it, he said he never finished what he started to say. The blast that cut me off was a granddaddy of them all, an explosion that I thought was going to blow up the whole world around us.
They found Sims later, floating on some wreckage. And he told us the whole fantastic story.
Yep, he'd swum up to the gunboat, and right under the cannon barrel, he'd fired a shot into the powder magazine. Blew up the whole ship.
Ha ha! They took him back to where they'd left Brass Buttons and Frenchie. Brass Buttons explained... Oh no, this is Captain Sims. I was a Boston dandy. When my girl married someone else, I decided to become a soldier.
But how'd you get here as a captain?
His girl. Likely story. No one can buy a commission, you know.
No, no. One can buy a commission.
Oh, sorry. Now who needs glasses? I'm adding words that aren't there. One can buy... I can't do a Boston accent.
Hold a second. One can buy a commission.
HQ suggested I join you as an observer.
One can buy a commission.
But I took advantage of my rank. I just don't belong. Kennedy, can you do Kennedy?
Hold a second. One can buy a commission, you know. HQ suggested I join you as an observer, but I took advantage of my rank and I just don't belong.
You could.
Ooh.
You made some mistakes, Suicide Sims. Yeah, they were bad boners. I'm certain they did not use the word boners in the Revolutionary War.
Hell no.
But you never dodged a scrap. You're a fighting man.
If you're saying you'll accept me, who wants a commission? I want to be a ranger.
Welcome, Suicide. Glad to have you with the Scarecrow.
Whose voice is that?
That's Cannonball.
Oh, okay.
Who also has a hairy chest, it looks like.
Eh, whatever. He's not a big anvil.
No. Well, the end. All's well that ends well. I wonder if we'll ever see Suicide Sims again.
I don't know. Do you know? Have you looked ahead?
I have not. And I'm surprised that the editor didn't put a little box in. What say you, reader? Want to see more of Suicide Sims?
Yeah.
I'm honestly surprised they were allowed to use the word suicide.
Right.
In the Comics Code years. Well, thanks, Tomahawk.
And I've come to the bottom of my cocktail.
Me too. I've gone out. We'll have a refill soon. The letters page is fascinating because everyone's complaining about the type of things people are wearing on their uniforms, which are anachronistic. And Miss Liberty, who is a frequent guest star, wearing long pants. Women didn't do that in the Revolutionary War. Yet no one's complaining about sea monsters and Frankenstein and gorillas.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, I was very surprised by the sea monster. Otherwise, I enjoyed the story. A story of redemption for Suicide Sims.
I will tell you that you weren't here. You were at the beauty parlor.
Uh-huh.
And I was reading this before I took a very short nap.
Did you scream aloud?
I just came to the sea monster and I went, what the heck? Or I might have said hell, but I did say it out loud.
It's very surprising.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, I really like this story. I like Tomahawk comics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These army comics have grown on me quite a bit.
Yes. Absolutely.
Especially when they throw in like a sea monster or time travel or stuff. Remember when
Sergeant Talking Rock? Ghost Tank.
You can find us on social media, listener, at GoGoCheckPod. You can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. You can find us on our sister podcast once a month, Nerd Orchestra. And you can find us right back here next week with the most enraging story I've ever read
what
this podcast, and that is saying something.
I can't wait.
It involves Steve Trevor, if that gives you any kind of a clue.
Oh, is it Wonder Woman?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. If it's enraging, I can't wait. If he spanks her, so help me God.
Oh, I mean, I don't know how it could be worse than that, but it's worse than that.
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Good.
And we'll have time to read that this weekend.
We sure will, because it's going to rain all day Saturday.
Yes.
No yard work for me. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Keep the wind, just keep us sailing.
Keep us sailing along.
In the sky, there's no curtain.
Yes, we'll have fun. So everyone, come on.
Guide us when you're beside me. We-